30-minute reviews, beware of spoilers, and exploring hyperspace lanes are all available ad-free. But if you want to support the show, you can go to bewareofspoilers.com and click the support button that's available on the Spotify website. Thank you. Good evening, and welcome to Beware of Spoilers. I am Adam. I have now seen Monkey Man, the new movie directed and starring Dave Patel, which is an action movie. And look, I enjoyed this movie. I want to just make that abundantly clear, because it feels I feel like there's gonna be parts of it that may come off like I didn't enjoy it. I enjoyed it. I don't think it's quite the second coming of John Wick that a lot of people were kind of acting like it was. Maybe it's just I went into it with a lot higher expectations than I should have had going into it. But it is an above average action movie. It is, you know, it's an above average action movie. I think it's the best way to put what this is. I mean, it's your general kind of revenge story, and I think that, like, it intertwines in, you know, the politics of India in an interesting way to make it, you know, unique and set itself apart. There are a lot of, like, second-person camera motions that I do really like, and it's just there are some things in the movie that I didn't particularly care for that kind of are stylistic choices that I feel like will get mileage from some people. Mileage will vary, you know. As I tend to say, on who's gonna like it and who's not, and that's not to disparage anyone who does like it. A lot of the movement is kind of hard to track, at times, which is a little bit annoying for action sequences. That said, like, when you get to the third act of this movie, and I feel like that might be why a lot of this movie's have a lot of positive press, is by the time you get to the very end, it is strong enough, and the action sequences at the tail end can carry the movie. But that said, there is a lot of kind of not great stuff in the time leading up to that. By the time you get there, you guys sit through a lot that you can start, like, we just move this along. Like, and I get it. It's not entirely the movie's fault. It's just the shit we've seen before. He almost dies. He goes, and he has to go and recover and come to terms with who he is and what he's fighting for. All that, I know. And I get it. And I feel like an idiot for being like, yeah, but we get back to the punching. But the fight sequences, when they happen, are really interesting. And I think that's kind of why this movie works the way it does, is that there's enough good action sequences here and enough well shot and well, you know, the set design is great and really interesting, and it makes the action sequences flow better. Like, and then by the time you get to the third act and you get these long tracking shot fight sequences that I'm always, you know, like a giant fan of, This is where you get to the movie being really, really well executed. And I think that is this Dev Patel's directorial debut? He didn't direct The Green Knight. I think this is his directorial debut. And for him to do this as well as he did, like, hats off to him. Like, that is fantastic work. I think the performances are solid. I think that, you know, it's, you know, a lot of the performances are kind of, you know, not massive roles. I think the woman who plays his mother is really good. I think that, because she's in flashbacks and she's the inciting incident for everything, like, her death kind of puts him on this revenge path. And I think even his growth is kind of interesting, too, where it's like, he's so committed to getting revenge and he's going through this. And for him to falter, and then that has to be why he has to escape, is a great moment. And then for that to carry over to him having to steal his resolve to go in and actually handle this issue on his own, It's all great. I feel like I'm talking myself up more on the movie as I talk about it. But yeah, the third act fight sequence are just, you know, fantastic. And I think that really carries the movie. I think from about the halfway point on, this movie is pretty solid. That said, a lot of the imagery can get a little bit like, why the fuck are you doing this? Like, and to the point where I'm watching and I'm like, do we need to have these weird camera shots where, you know, things are looking a little weird and it's just kind of like, what's this adding? Not too much. I get it. If the director wants that there, then so be it. But like, when you're clocking in at over 2 hours, I'm kind of like, all right, let's not land the plane, so to speak, but like, let's, you know, land the plane. Which is AMC. So there's a fucking half hour worth of ads before the movie even starts. Why the fuck are we showing so many trailers before the movie even starts? It's infuriating. What else have we got? Score's pretty good. I did appreciate the score. And yeah, I mean, it's a solid movie. I don't think we're gonna get too much more from this world, and I think that's fine. I like the way they ended it kind of ambiguously, where it's like, we don't know what happens next, considering the wider implications of this for this world being like, oh, this guy is running for prime minister, I think. So because he's running for this prestigious office, and then he's fucking getting killed by Dev Patel, it's like, okay, so where did this leave off? And then we don't know if Dev Patel lives or dies. I mean, obviously, if the movie does well enough and they want to make a sequel, they could always, you know, do that. I don't think it's necessarily likely. And that's the thing, too, is that as I'm watching, I'm like, I can understand why this movie was, you know, was bought by Netflix to put on streaming and why Netflix would be interested in that. And then I can also understand, like, why they'd be like, all right, we don't need to do a theatrical release. Let's just put this on streaming. Because for a good amount of the movie, it's not these giant bombastic action sequences that are shot to be viewed on a large screen. At the same time, I also understand why you'd want to have this viewed on a large screen. Because these giant sequences are designed for that venue. And it does that well. Do I think it's going to crack my top 10? I don't know at this point. Because I think the issue is I was looking at, you know, we're in the middle of Disney talking about their release slate this year. That happened today. Not for this year, but for next year. And my thing is, like, what else is there? Because I'm like, oh, it's not just Disney that has a light slate, but I'm looking at, like, I'm sitting in the theater before this movie starts and the trailers that I'm playing, and I'm like, what other movies are there that'll make me go, like, oh, shit, let's go see this immediately, and I don't think there's a ton of great answers. There's a chance the movie cracks my top 10. I think that the good outweigh the bad, which is a common thing between even yesterday's movie, Wicked Little Letters, where it's like, there's a ton here that kind of works, and there's just a bit that doesn't work, but by and large, the good outweighs the bad. So I would recommend this movie. This movie's a 5, even if the middle can get a little bit, you know, and I think that the action sequence right before the come to Jesus moment, for lack of a better word, when he is, you know, recovering and retraining and resolving himself to continue his, to continue in his quest for revenge. Like, that whole thing is immediately preceded by a car chase and a great fight sequence, and I think that that all works very well. So I would say this is a 5 out of 5 on our scale. 5 out of 5 being go out and see it. This should be your priority one this weekend. Go see this movie in a theater as soon as possible on the biggest screen possible. We're going to keep it short, though, because I think that that's the thing with this, is that it is your general well-shot revenge action movie. So it's like, if you've seen The Raid, if you've seen John Wick, if you've seen Death Wish, if you've seen, you know, any number of other movies, it's like, it's that, but heavily stylized, and it looks really great, and you know, and you can get behind, and I like the protagonist, whose name I'm forgetting, because I'm terrible with names, as we'll witness tomorrow, when I inevitably forget the main character's name, in my discussion of The Girls on the Bus. But we'll wrap up there for today. As I said, our next episode will be tomorrow morning. We'll be doing The Girls on the Bus, episode 5? Episode 4? Episode 5, I think, because I think we've done 2 weeks plus the two episode premieres. I think it's episode 5 of 10, so we're halfway there. If you missed it this morning, we had X-Men 97. If you missed it yesterday, we had The Bad Batch. We're going to be adding Tales of the Empire to the early May schedule, because Tales of the Empire is dropping all in one day, same as Tales of the Jedi. And then we also have we are going to have Exploring Hyperspace Lanes this week, even though Josie will not be present. We'll be talking about Star Wars Battlefront 1 and 2, the remastered editions, for various consoles. I planned it on the Switch, but we will see we'll talk about it then. And what else have I got? 30-minute reviews. We have a lot to talk about on Monday morning. The Disney announcements, the Disney proxy fight, there's a lot. There's a lot to do. And we'll be talking about all of it then. Go around me, asshole. I'm going way over the speed limit, and you guys gotta run around me. And we'll be catching up with the backlog files this week. So on that note, until our next episode, have a great rest of your week.